We have a few words that we want to share tonight. Definitely will not keep you. Understand that things happen, may run a little bit over time. However, just want to say a few things, a few considerations for next year. Hopefully, our minds will benefit from the Word of God, and that we will encourage one another, be the people that we know that we can be and that we should be. And so when we consider a few considerations for next year, I want us to be considering, number one, that we imitate Christ in everything. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, Paul was telling the church at Corinth that he wanted them to follow him as he followed Christ. But I want us to consider John 8, 31 and 32, because Jesus said something about abiding in his word. And if you are my disciples, then you will abide in my word. And so to abide in the word of God is to be a follower of Christ, meaning to stay within the parameters of what God has said. And at times, even the best of us get outside of those parameters. Even the best of us do things that are not pleasing to the Lord. But then we can turn around and please the Lord by repenting, confessing. I want us to keep in mind that we should be imitating Christ in everything that we do. Number two, I want us to consider Christ before giving in to sin. And sometimes we are we're drawn away by our own lust. And sometimes those things are real heavy on our heart. But before you give in to sin, consider Christ. I want you to take notice of Hebrews chapter 12. In Hebrews chapter 12, especially one of my favorite passages that I believe that's worthy of our consideration, verse 3. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. Consider him. You keep in mind the context. These brethren were seeking on going into Judaism, leaving Christianity. He said, consider Christ. Friends, we need to consider Christ before we indulge in sin. Remember, it was sin that put Jesus on the cross. Number three, pay attention to detail. I wish that I did a better job of this. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 through 16, I tell you, when you don't pay attention to detail, you find yourself backtracking. And if when I have more time later on in next year, I'll discuss some of those things. But Paul tells Timothy that he needed to watch his life, that he needed to be an example, that he needed to be looking at the word. And when he did that, his life would be all that God would have it to be. We get in so much trouble when we don't pay attention to detail. Friends, let's pay attention to detail at work, at home, here. Let's pay attention to detail, because when you do that, then you'll find yourself actually being a happier person. You don't have to backtrack. Number four, I want us to remember that God is rich in mercy. When we fail, he's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God. He's a God who is abundant in love, abundant in grace. And we need to keep that in our minds. Remember that for next year. He's abundant in mercy, which means that we need to be merciful. People around us are going to make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. We need to be merciful. Why? Because our God is merciful. We need to be gracious. Why? Because our God is gracious. We need to be loving. Why? Because our God is loving. And in all of that, discipline takes place. But number four, we need to study for ourselves. I can't stress that enough. We need to study the Word of God for ourselves. It's all right to come to worship because it's commanded. All right to come to Bible class, we need to. It's commanded as well. But friends, you have to study for yourself. You got to get to know God for yourself. What is the reason that we're studying the Word of God? We're wanting to know God. And so we have to study to show ourselves approved unto God. And when we do that, then God is pleased. I'm reminded of what Jesus said on one occasion. In John 5:39, he says, "Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me." Number six, increase your faith. Increase your faith. Your faith. Increase your faith. Reminded on one occasion when the disciples asked the Lord to increase our faith. Friends, we need to have our faith increased by applying what we have learned, Philippians 4:8-9. By teaching what we have learned, being like the church in Samaria, they went everywhere preaching the word, by fellowshipping with those who study the word of God, Malachi 3:16. We need to increase our faith. Don't get stagnant in your faith. You stop reading, you become stagnant. You stop applying, you become stagnant. You stop fellowshipping with the people of God, you will become stagnant and go into sin. Don't do that. Last but not least, nourish your family's faith. Nourish your family's faith. This is your family. We're family. We're not just people that you go to church with. This is not just an area of life that you do on Sunday and Wednesday. Friends, we are family. We're the family of God, 1 Timothy 3:15. But nourish your immediate family. Husbands, nourish your wives. Wives, nourish your husbands. How? Encourage them. Study with them. Talk about spiritual things, eternal things. I was blessed to talk to a guy the other day, and we were talking about eternal things. I don't know if he was a member of the Lord's church. Don't know. I'll find out. But we were talking about eternal things. He said, that's really what matters in life. I said, that's exactly right, eternal things. But what if I don't have a husband, a family member, one of us? Friends, there's so much for us to do. So how do we nourish our families? By being friendly, Proverbs 18:24. Emphasizing respect and responsibility, demonstrating consistent character with the scriptures, glorifying God with everything that we have in our lives. Brethren, I want us to consider these things. I want us to be thinking about these things. And as we think about these things, I want us to encourage one another. Because when we encourage each other, then we'll be the people that God will want us to be. Friends, let's turn to 667. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We want you to consider the power that's in the blood of Christ. I want you to consider these seven things for next year. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the forgiveness of your sins. But maybe you're a child of God, you need special prayer. Let us do that for you as we stand and we sing 667.